Thank you. So on our behalf, I want to expose you to proposal of the solution to the problem of citations infrastructure in Debian. And actually, there are three aspects of citations we have. First one is software referencing. How do we reference the software and the papers associated with the software which describe the methods which are implemented? Usually this is what happens with scientific software. Then how do we reference actually Debian? We've been in existence for 17 years, right? And we don't have means how to reference it properly. There is just a Debian Med has from Andreas, I believe, there is BIB file which has some BIB text references for Debian entries. But there is nothing, and that's funny. And there is miscellaneous bibliographies. So what is our current statute, that visibility? Where we can have software references at the moment? We can find them only on Blends and NeuroDebian because we suck it out from there, but that's where they are present and visible. But besides that, there are 434 BIB files which are distributed within Debian system. It's quite a substantial amount, but they're spread all around the system. And there is one RIS file. I didn't even check either it's RIS as bibliography, but at least it has that extension. And because of that, we don't have them readily available in terms that we could just have our system, not to go somewhere else online, but just have the references on the system. We don't have that. And we cannot use them readily. So we cannot just, oh, let's reference this software or that software. Or I know that this package, they work on something cool what I work on, and let's just me use their bibliography, which happens quite often, but we cannot do that. And easy solution is, oh, previous discussions. Michael brought it up 2 years ago, and as always, it was really productive, and just it remains at the same state, besides that we have Blends references. And possible solutions were discussed that we provide references file within our Debian packaging, and or either we ship BIB files under user share BIB text references, or we place that stuff in copyright because it's relevant. Although there were suggestions or ideas that it might give a little bit of wrong aftertaste, that oh, this is free software with free license, but there is, for some reason, there is reference, and it might be kind of bad. But I actually think it's quite opposite, right? It's free, and there is reference. It's just great, right? It doesn't give any bad feelings about it. And format, either our standard RFC 822, which is just field colon, which is used in tasks files of the Blends, or BibTeX, which has been there for decades, right? And everybody is using it. I'm not sure. Is anyone using actual RIS for doing referencing? Not just to import from the web. Oh, so see, no one. Well, I will not even ask either. You use BIB. So, and to accomplish those ideas, it was suggested to have DH install references which put them in the right location. So we are suggesting something simple, but which might work, and which we somewhat done already. So there is Debian bibliography, that Git repository on Git Debian. Oh, what did I put? Git one version comes here. Sorry, it's Git Debian network. I didn't have internet, I typed it in and I ended up with the wrong URL. So what we suggest is, if there is a software which ships bibliography files, place them in user share bib. That's easy location, easy to remember, and easy to add to BIB inputs of BibTeX, so you can just use it right there on the system, and provide the reference in the copyright file, which is native location for people to look for information associated with the package, right? Can I use it? Or who wrote it, right? Who is responsible for it? That's where the information is, and the reference there is, to our kind of feeling, that it's the most native place. And to have one little tiny util, the BIB collect or whatever it will be called, but now it's called that way. So what is the content of that package at the moment? We've provided basic Debian.bib file, which contains references. Oh, where is it? Here we go. So references to Debian. We have social contract, DFSG, constitution, policy. We have little example, which uses those to construct example, just simple one, right? And this is what just a start, but at least it lists basic documents we use in Debian, and we can reference them in the publications we make easily, because BIP file is right there, right? This is not my software. This is the BIP file, right? And there is a little tool, the BIP collect, which is very important, because if you run it on your system, it will give you the list of, just extracts all the references from copyright files in the packages you have. Also that if you adjust it slightly, which we haven't done because I didn't get there yet, you can scan the whole archive, right? All those copyright files, they're extracted, they're available. So once a day, maybe twice a day, at least for installed system with 4,000 packages, although with solid-state drive, it took 2 seconds to just extract them, because it's a simple job. And so you run it on the full archive and provide updated BIP file online for the system. And there we actually even diverged with Michael in maybe either it was to ship this Debian-software.bip within this package. So it's not there yet, but who knows. But at least it will be available online, so any blends, let's say, they can just suck it out from the web and use it, right? Or anyone who is interested, they just run it and extract all the reference for the software which is on their system. Or alternatively, if they request for a specific software which is not installed, but it just queries and goes to extract the copyright file online and just gets it from there. And then you create this tailored bibliography for your system, which you create once when you start, let's say, writing publication, and you're done. Later on, you can just, maybe there should be a function to update, so which will read it in and produce it out. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, so it will provide bibliography, this package, which doesn't have even ITP because we wanted to discuss it first. So it will provide bibliography of Debian documents, ready to use bibliography for all available software, in terms after we put all that information to copyright files, of course, and initiate use of the unified location for all bibliographies, which will be user share BIP or whatever we agree upon, because now they're all around and people to use it, they will need to, first of all, nobody sees them. And if there is a directory which lists all the bibliography files, you can easily construct some mega archive already of bibliographies or do a search, right? So it makes things much easier. That's probably it.
Yeah, question, comments, please.
I'm not sure I get the use case. If people are going to use your tool, it doesn't matter whether it's in the copyright file or references file or whatnot, because the user interface is running the tool, right?
Right. If we agree that we have to have these references in either copyright file or references file, then we can tune it up to look everywhere possible. But is it necessary? That's the question.
So the question is, do you want a user interface or a standard location? And then
we have standard locations, right? It's for referencing the corresponding software, we have a copyright file. For bibliographies which are associated with the software, which are often shipped with sources of the products, right? They will go into user share BIP. So if you are in the same field, you can just use it, right? Or we can provide even packages for bibliographies.
It just occurs to me that you said that no one's doing anything yet, right? This isn't implemented yet.
No, it's
everybody on ISC says you should upload it tonight.
Could be done. This is already, it's cut and paste. This is running. It lacks ITP number and man page, but
okay.
Generally, I think we should have a buff on that tomorrow or something, and to flesh it out or something, or not. I mean, if there's further comments, but I think it's probably worthwhile to discuss this further, or just you uploaded it. It sounds really cool.
Does anyone else have any thoughts? I guess I'm feeling that if we could keep it out of the copyright file because we had a good user interface, you know, it'd be fine, or is the copyright file really a benefit?
Well, the benefit is that we can do it now, even before people leave the room, because the copyright file is the file where you put information, who did that, who, what are the terms, right? So it's somewhat native form to, or native location to put things. And then in addition, it's already present on the web, right? So it can be put into, there is pending, you know, redo of the Debian website, and whoever is going to win that, he can just put references everywhere because it's natively there. And with the machine readable copyright, you can simply add to the top level header references and then put indented BibTeX snippet. And you, there is nothing to invent. All you have to do is grep and done. So it, the advantage is simplicity. And that's the proof of concept pretty much, but it's there.
There was a comment on ISC why, well, Charles Plessy is pushing for Debian metadata.yaml, or whatever you pronounce it, so to store all the metadata in that file, so they're asking why not using that?
Oh, first of all, this is what it does. It sucks everything from the Debian, right, into that database, and from copyright file, right? And it will be in the copyright file. So, of course, it's, but now, this simple tool, it will run on the system without even internet location. You don't need any database. It just gets it from...
No, I think the idea is to, next to the control and the copyright file, have a metadata file in a YAML format, which is, I don't know, what is it, XML?
Do we have any package which ships it?
It's like YAML is like well, JSON. It's XML with different syntax.
It's some structured file format, not RFC, but something else. And he's pushing to have all the metadata there, so you could also put the reference there. But I'm not sure whether it's also implemented. So yeah, as I said, I think it's just pretty much a matter of taste, and it might make sense to have a BOF or something on that to, well, difficult to have it videotaped, so we'll see. Well, we could discuss this probably for hours, like should we use YAML, should we use XML, and stuff like that.
No.
probably either you just go ahead or there must be really good reasons for it. I'm just looking when there is some more comments. Having just everything in a BIP file means other tools can also access it more easily and not filter it out of Debian control or YAML. Advantage, we will parse this for you. Well, we will parse this for UDD, no matter of taste. Yeah, that's pretty important, I guess, but I'm not sure. Which, so apparently they already implemented in Debian Met this YAML stuff, and they're using it in UDD. I guess that's something which should be really done, having it in the universal, what's it, universal? Ultimate Debian database.
Ultimate, yeah. So eventually we will converge,
yeah,
right?
If there's already a Debian mechanism for metadata, that'd be better than the copyright file.
Well, copyright file is the source of that metadata, right?
Some of the metadata. The control file is sort of some other metadata.
Right, and that's where we look for the information, how to reference software or the work, right? So that, at least for us, it sounds like logical allocation.
Go on.
Let's say if you have more maybe records, right? Let's say for software, FSL manual, FSL how to. You have many of those records. That might be logical to put aside into really bibliography file or some metadata, right? But whenever you look for something now to reference some software, you look now in copyright file just to find who is the author. And that's why reference for us, at least, it looks like really a reasonable location.
I agree. It's very simple, elegant way to do it if there's no other reason to have a metadata file shipped, as the Debian Med people seem to be doing in YAML. Maybe there's a broader Debian need for a metadata file that would need to be addressed in policy. And if these other interests don't want to use the copyright file, now we've got metadata all over the place. So
wow.
I would suggest we need to...
Well, one thing I want to say, policy describes current practice. So I think somebody should implement it and then have in policy, and yeah, please stand up.
I think that what you're, I'm wondering if your worry is about the fact that the old copyright files that were not machine parsable. I agree that putting a BibTeX in there would be weird, but now that we have these, or we're moving to these machine parsable copyright files, it seems like that's as good a place to put it as any, because there's structured fields of data in there. I mean, I had my initial reaction was the same as yours. Why put it in the copyright file? That seems like the wrong place to put it, because you're looking for licensing information there. But now that the copyright file is extended to include other things,
also
structured data,
some licenses actually not. Sometimes they enforce you, right? Attribution license, and they might enforce you how you attribute the work, and they might enforce you to provide the reference. Then, copyright is the logical place to have it, right? Some works, they don't enforce you. They just beg for it or ask for it, right? Still logical place, right? So it's just whenever they don't ask for, it's not that they don't care, but it remains the logical place to have it.
That, I think that's a good point. I mean, I also put that on the agenda for the roundtable, sort of like, so I think we could make a 5-minute break and then just go on with the roundtable and maybe start with that anyway, and thanks a lot for the presentation, and see you in 5 to 10 minutes.